Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Today, Anna, we're going to take a test. Oh,
no,
man.
We're going to take a look at someone's diary.
Oh, okay, good. But it's about tests. Oh, man.
It's none of our business. It's their business.
It's true. Why are we reading this person's diary? It's kind of rude, isn't it? Let's talk about our friend's diary here today. We're going to be learning about some tests. Yeah, it's part of going to school, isn't it? It's probably the part that everyone doesn't like. But it's a good way of knowing how much you've learned and for the teachers to look at your progress and how well you're doing. So tests are just a part of life. And I got some bad news for you, kids. After school, you still have to take tests. Yeah, it's true. Some, maybe a lot, maybe not many, but if you think that when you finish school, that's it, no more tests, it's not that simple. So let's find out about tests in our What's the Point of All These Tests story.
Reading. What's the point of all these tests? Sometimes I wonder why I have to go to school. School can be fun at times, but studying and taking tests are really wearing me down. Worst of all, it never seems to end. I face a constant battle against weekly quizzes and big exams. History is a cool subject, but the way we learn it really bothers me. My classmates and I just memorize the important people, events, and dates in the past in order to pass the tests. It would be much more interesting if we could have class conversations about historical events and discuss our ideas. I have so many thoughts and opinions during class that I never get to share. What is the point of just trying to remember the most boring parts of history? Above all, the number of tests I have to take is totally crazy. I cram and cram, which usually makes me forget or mix up what I learned before. This makes me feel like a robot, and at this rate, I might really turn into one.
So, Mike, have you ever asked yourself this question? What's the point? What's the point of taking the test?
I think I asked my mom or dad that question when I was younger. Yeah. Mom,
you mean,
why
like,
do I have to do
old?
All these tests?
10?
I don't know, probably 10, 11, 12, something like that. Yeah. Mom, why do I have to do all these tests? Do you know what her answer was?
What?
Because you have to.
That's not an answer.
I know, that's not really a good answer. That's more like a, shut up, don't ask me that question answer, right?
Because you have to.
Because if you don't, you'll get in trouble.
And what was your response?
Okay.
You said okay?
Well, as a kid, you know, when an adult or a teacher, a parent, you know, says you could get in trouble, that's kind of the sign to stop talking now.
Anyway,
that's a good question. What is the point of all these tests? As teachers, I think we can say that tests are a way for a teacher to see how well the kids are doing, if they're learning what is important.
Right.
I mean, a lot of the things that teachers are teaching you, you might think this is a waste of time, but there's reasons to learn this stuff. It's important, and, you know, if you don't, you'll just walk around not really knowing very much, and that's not much of a way to go through your life. So learning is important, and tests are a way of checking to see if the learning is working, if you're actually learning things. So there's a simple answer. Sometimes I wonder why I have to go to school. Yeah, why do you have to go to school as a kid, you might say? School can be fun at times. True. Yeah, that's true. Playing sports, hanging out with your friends. But studying and taking tests are really wearing me down. If something's wearing you down, it's making you tired. It's making your life more difficult, that kind of thing. So it could be stress, things you're worried about. It could be not sleeping enough or having too much work to do. It's wearing you down. It's making things much harder for you. Worst of all, the diary says, it never seems to end. That's right. You just finish one test, and then tomorrow or next week, you have another. I face a constant battle against weekly quizzes and big exams. So weekly quizzes happen every week, of course. It's a quiz or a small test. And a big exam might happen two or three times through your school semester. That might be like at the end of the year, a big exam, a big test. It's a battle. A battle is a fight. It's a struggle. Now, of course, we can talk about a battle like two armies battling each other, you know, the Battle of Britain or the Battle of Trafalgar or something like that. But we also talk about battles that we have. We're not battling against an enemy with a gun or a sword. You might say, I'm battling against, you know, losing weight. I want to lose 5 pounds, but I love to eat cookies. So you're fighting against it. It's showing that it's a difficult thing to do. It's a struggle. You have to use a lot of your power and energy to win through this. So yeah, you battle against work. A housewife might battle against a big pile of laundry. You know, she's got a lot of clothes to wash in one day. It's a struggle. It's a difficult thing to do. For example, Dora was so tired, it was a battle for her to keep her eyes open. Dora was so tired, it was a battle for her to keep her eyes open.
嗯，对，所以其实有时候一直读书啊，然后一直考试，真的很累耶。在英文当中，如果是让人很累的话呢，可以用 wear someone down， 或者是 make someone tired。在这里的 wear 就不是穿戴的意思哦，它是有一点磨损、耗损的意思。那么接下来我们看到这种考试啊，其实就很像打仗，对不对？在英文当中的打仗，你可能会想到 war， 但其实还有另外一个字叫做 battle。battle 是相对 war 来说是比较小一点的，所以我们通常会翻成所谓的战役。那当然在这里指的就是战争啦。这个战争是为了要对抗什么东西，所以它后面的介系词用的是 against， 而且是一直考哦 ，a constant battle against。Weekly quizzes, quiz 就是小考 and big exams. 所谓的 exam 通常指的是比较大型像是段考之类的考试。
History is a cool subject, you know, history's cool, it's interesting learning about old stuff. But, he says, the way we learn it really bothers me, okay? If something bothers you, it gives you trouble, it brings more things, difficult things into your life than you really want. It gives you trouble, it makes life more difficult, less enjoyable. So it could be a sound, you know, when you're trying to study, oh, that sound is really bothering me. Or it could be light shining in your eyes when you're trying to sleep, oh, close the curtains, that light is bothering me. It's making what I'm trying to do more difficult. So history is fun, but learning it in a certain way bothers, David. It says, my classmates and I just memorize the important people, events, and dates in the past in order to pass the tests. So that's a typical history class for him. What do? They memorize things. Memorize the names of people, the events, right? The great important events, and the dates, when things happened, right? So that's how they study history, and that's what they have to know to learn to pass their tests. They have to memorize a lot of things. So if you memorize something, you put something in your memory, all right? So you want to remember something, you don't write it down. You just say, no, I'll focus on this, I'll think about it, and then in the future, I'll just be able to use my mind to bring this information back, to remember the information. Before you remember something, you must memorize it. You must put it into your mind, into your memory. For example, it took the actor 1 week to memorize all his lines. It took the actor 1 week to memorize all his lines, because actors in a play, of course, they can't read from a book. They can't read their lines. They need them in their mind. They have to memorize them.
所以其实演员也是要 memorize， 也要去记忆他所有的 lines， 他的台词。不过我们都当过学生啊，我们也知道，反正要 memorize， 要塞到头脑里面要去记忆的东西是很多的。比如说他就提到历史，其实很好玩啊，可是呢，学历史的方法好像很 bother 他。Bother 就是干扰或者是添麻烦的意思，所以历史啊、国文啊、数学啊，很多东西都要 to memorize， 就要把它记忆起来，就是一直记东西就对了。
It would be much more interesting, he says, if we could have class conversations about historical events and discuss our ideas. So he thinks it would be more interesting, don't just remember the important facts and information, have a class conversation about historical events. A conversation is talk about it, right? The students and the teachers will talk about it. They'll say, you know, well, what about this? And what did that change? And why did that happen? And, you know, understanding history more as a story and not just a collection of dead people and important days and years and things like that. Have a conversation or talk about historical events. Historical is the adjective relating to history. So a historical building is a building that's important for history. A historical book is a famous book that's important in the studying of history. Okay, so for example, we can't destroy this historical building. It's too important. We can't destroy this historical building. It's too important. Like, you know, like the president's office here in Taipei or the Red Castle, right? The Red Castle up there in Danshui, right? Mm-hmm. That's where they have the Red Fort. Yeah.
Right.
Historical, important in history.
所以其实呢在这里的 historical, 就是历史上发生过的这种 historical events, 这种历史事件呢、啊、其实我们应该全班来讨论一下 have class conversations, have some discussions.
I have so many thoughts and opinions during class that I never get to share. So David is interested in this stuff. He wants to talk about it, but he doesn't have the chance to in class. What is the point of just trying to remember the most boring parts of history? That's
yeah,
a very good, that's a very
what's
good question.
What's the point?
Yeah, if you,
you know,
some
people here mm-hmm. in Taiwan, mm-hmm. they talked about this and they said, if you can check something out, from the library and mm-hmm. if you can know the facts, the day, the person's name from the internet, mm-hmm. it's unnecessary for
right.
you to memorize
that's
it.
That's very true. And it's
Do
much,
you think so too?
I think that's true too. I mean, you can go on Wikipedia using your cell phone,
yeah,
your
right.
smart, and you can know
Just
when
check it out.
George Washington
right.
was born, when
mm-hmm.
he died, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to know why he's important. What did he
yeah.
do? And how does that relate to, you know, today?
Right, right,
right. So if you don't know that stuff, knowing these facts is not really interesting. It's sort of like knowing what, it's knowing how to make a cake, but not knowing what a cake is, you know, tastes like or
right,
when
right,
it's used
right, right.
or, you know, things
what
like that.
What a good comparison.
You know, I know there's eggs and sugar in there, but really, people eat them at birthdays? I didn't know that, you know, because I've never actually thought about it. Anyway, above all, it says, the number of tests I have to take is totally crazy. Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree that kids in Taiwan take too many tests. They're studying all the time, or worse, it says in the diary, I cram and cram, which usually makes me forget or mix up what I learned before. To cram is to study in a very short space of time. You don't have time to prepare and really learn this stuff, so you just try to memorize it. And of course, as the doctors have shown, when we cram or when we memorize things very quickly, we also forget them very quickly. So it's not really useful to know, you know, an important fact from history for a few hours, write it in your test, get a good grade, and then forget about it for the rest of your life. That doesn't really help you if you're cramming all the time. To cram, yes, to study in a very quick, fast, focused way. Cram is actually a verb that we use to mean push things into a space that's already filled. If you've been on holiday and you shopped too much, you might have the experience of trying to fit too much stuff into a small bag, and you're pushing it into the corners, you're standing on top of it to try to close it, you're trying to cram it. Just in the same way, we're trying to push too much information into our brains in a very short time. That's why we use this verb. It comes from packing things into a very tight space. The example sentence we have for cram, Allie was busy last week, so she only had one day to cram for her test. Allie was busy last week, so she only had one day or even one night to cram for her test. And what happens? Well, you forget the things, you forget the facts, or you mix them up. To mix things up, up is to confuse things. If you look at someone and call them by the same name, you've mixed them up. If you think today is Tuesday when actually it's Wednesday, you've mixed up the days of the week. For example, I felt silly when I mixed up Joan and Jane's names. I called Jane Joan and Joan Jane, and they were embarrassed and I felt stupid because I mixed them up, but that happens sometimes.
是没错啦，是如果东西一下塞太多，是容易全部搞混在一起，所以 mix up 就是全部搞混在一起。可是为什么会这样呢？因为大家其实都是强塞了很多东西在头脑里，这个硬塞进去就叫做 cram。而且其实所谓的中文的 cram 的意思就是填鸭的意思，那就是为什么我们的补习班叫做 cram school， 因为它会塞很多东西给你啊。
This makes me feel like a robot, he says, and at this rate, I might really turn into one. At this rate, all right, means kind of if things continue along in the same kind of way, and it's our shortcut for you, so let's find out more right now.
Shortcut for you.
Wow, sending out all these invitations to the party is taking so long.
The post office closes at 4. Are we going to make it?
At this rate, we should finish.
We can't stop now. We aren't close to finishing. What do you mean?
At this rate means if we continue in the same way, or...At the same speed.
Oh, I see. At this rate means 照这样下去。
We have 2 hours left to finish our work.
And we have 200 more letters.
So, at a rate of 100 per hour, we should be fine.
I got it.At this rate, we'll get them all done in time.
And let's go straight from there to our For You Chat right now.
For You Chat.
Okay, our For You Chat question is, of course, about school subjects. Anna, which subject is most interesting to you or was most interesting to you back in there, your school days?
Which subject was most
interesting? The one you were most happy about seeing in your, you know, schedule for the day.
Can I have
You can't say lunch.
Two subjects.
You can't say lunch.
Two subjects.
Okay, two subjects.
I would say music and art.
Music and art? Actually, I kind of liked history. I thought,
really?
Yeah, I still like history today.
History is boring.
Well, I would say history is, it's really important, your teacher.
Oh.
I had some really great history teachers who made it like an exciting action movie when talking about the past. I had other guys who would put you to sleep in 5 minutes.Because it was so boring in the class.
Right.
So I think history is one of those ones. And math, too. I had some great math teachers who made it fun and interesting. Other ones who made you so confused. So good teachers are hard to find. Good subjects are many out there. There's lots of interesting things to study. So stick with it. Do those tests and realize that there is some good coming from all the tests and studying. Hopefully you're learning things. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What's the point of all these tests? Sometimes I wonder why I have to go to school. School can be fun at times, but studying and taking tests are really wearing me down. Worst of all, it never seems to end. I face a constant battle.Against weekly quizzes and big exams. History is a cool subject, but the way we learn it really bothers me. My classmates and I just memorize the important people, events, and dates in the past in order to pass the tests. It would be much more interesting.If we could have class conversations about historical events and discuss our ideas. I have so many thoughts and opinions during class that I never get to share. What is the point of just trying to remember the most boring parts of history? Above all, the number of tests I have to take is totally crazy. I cram and cram, which usually makes me forget or mix up what I learned before. This makes me feel like a robot, and at this rate, I might really turn into one.
Vocabulary review. Battle. More than 10,000 soldiers died in this famous battle. Memorize. For the English test, the students had to memorize 100 words. Historical. Kyoto City is the historical capital of Japan. Now it's Tokyo. Cram. Tim crammed all night to prepare for the science exam he had the next day. Mix up. Priscilla accidentally mixed up salt with sugar and made an awful batch of cookies.